Hey, hour two of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Hey, let me hit you with some breaking news before we get into all the bids for kids stuff. This is actually courtesy of listener Kaylee.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76 after a cancer battle. This TMZ just released this news within the last half hour.
Oh, wow.
He's passed away at the age of 76. He had been battling prostate cancer in recent years, and his health took a turn for the worse. He was last seen, I think, on video. Looked like TMZ cameras got him on February 9th of this year. But he's, his kids just put this out this morning, and they, on his social media account, it said, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. Oh, during this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace the Simpson family. That's Yikes. Surprising. That was just out of nowhere.
Yeah, seemingly.
And boy, it will be peculiar to watch the coverage of this. Mm. You know, and just to see, because talk about a guy who was found not guilty. And everyone thought he was still guilty.
Mm-hmm.
He did himself no favors in distancing himself from that. Didn't he even go to write a book at one point called If I Did It?
Yes.
So that's not great.
Yeah. Yikes.
Interesting. You think of the Goldman family today, how they are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
After, of course, Ronald Goldman, one of the victims of a murder.
Yeah.
But,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That happened yesterday, and then they announced it this morning. So
talk about, again, a one-time very beloved public figure.
Yes.
You know, movies
and
commercials.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Crazy. That is just a really, really crazy story. His life story, that portion of his life in the early 90s.
Yeah.
The height of fame and likability.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I remember that was such big news that they, they had us listen live on the radio.
Oh, in school?
In sixth grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Sixth grade classroom. They said that the verdict is coming in. And that's really the last time, as they said, our father, Orenthal James Simpson. We always remember that. That's how they read his name during the verdict. But anyway, O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76. Now we shift our attention back to what today is really all about here on My Talk. It's Bids for Kids. We're raising money to benefit our friends at the Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest. We have we sold out our Cooking with Chef Green, and Donna and I, we sold that out at 9 o'clock. 16 people.
Woo!
Way to go. Now, hour two, we've got something special. Hour three, we've got two special things. But for hour two, all the way from Hawaii, we transmit in a message from DJ Rock Lobster to tell you what is up for bid.
Hey, guys, I can't be there for Bids for Kids today, but you know where I will be? Wednesday, September 4th. The X to see Weezer, The Flaming Lips, and Dinosaur Jr. I mean, come on. I'd go just to see Flaming Lips if that was an option. But give me Dinosaur Jr. and Weezer doing the Blue Album on the opening night of the North American tour. Let's freaking go. If you are an indie rock hipster dad or mom, you won't want to miss this show. Let's do this party, people.
All right, so we should probably give a few details on that. Oh, my God, that's so funny. $175 a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, Wednesday, September 4th, they're going to be playing the Blue Album in full, along with other fan favorites and rarities and more. And so obviously this is going to be for a pair of tickets, I would assume, right?
$175 per ticket.
$175 per ticket.
That's my understanding. Yep.
Yeah. Hanging out with DJ Rock Lobster, who is just a social little butterfly.
We're already hearing they are a hot item. We're already down to just 10 spots left. Oh. So be sure right now if you want to get this package, 651-647-KIDS. That's 651-647-5437.
Okay, this is going to be in the suite at the XL Energy Center. And how many tickets do we have? How many spots do we have?
I don't know how many we started with.
We started with 14. We're already down to 10.
14. Yeah. Okay.
And going fast.
And this is great. Like, if you love Weezer, you're already planning on seeing Weezer. What would make that better? How about seeing Weezer in a suite with DJ Rock Lobster? And he'll be clomping hard all night. You need to know that. He will clomp. He'll have lobster paraphernalia on. And he just loves shooting the breeze with listeners, especially around a shared interest. Like music that he loves and appreciates, down to six spots. Already down to six spots, which means eight of them have already gone. Six spots left, $175 a pop to go see Weezer in a suite hosted by Rocco. Let me give you the number again, 651-647-5437 or 651-647-KIDS. Call that number now. Six spots left. He's probably listening live right now in Hawaii.
I'm sure.
He's freaking licking
Rocco,
his clompers. Like, watch the
Rocco,
people come to me.
Get back in the water.
Yeah,
will you
bro.
Please?
Just
yeah,
swim
go
a little.
Vacation. What are you doing?
But anyway, that's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yes.
Six spots left. If you want to go see Weezer in a suite at the XL Energy Center with Rocco, then you can call now, 651-647-5437.
This is cool.
$175 a ticket.
All right. Well,
all
we're waiting for that to sell out. Let's do this. I wanted to get to this yesterday, but first of all, we're getting a few complaints here and there about Blink 182, that song. Where are you?
Well, you're starting it, too. You're fanning that flame, Donna.
I am?
Yeah.
Because
you
it's terrible?
Things like that. And then all of your sheep just follow Shepherd Donna around.
Well, here's what it would sound like, Mike. I don't know if you have this audio ready.
There you go.
If Blink 182 sang Dr. Seuss books.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
I love that.
Black fish, blue fish. Wild fish, new fish, some are red and some are blue, some are old and some are new, 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 new.
That's great.
This is so funny.
I understand why you hate them.
I don't hate anything or anybody.
Oh, easy, Mother Teresa.
Okay.
Behind the scenes, Truth Serum, you'd be like, oh, I hate them. They're garbage. I understand why you feel the way that you feel about Blink 182. That being said, I associate it. Maybe Mike does too. If we were you and had your life experience, maybe we would feel differently. They're associated with almost a coming of age time because they were in that TRL era for us. So they were part of our high school songbook, whether they were your favorite band or not. And I always, so I guess I kind of give some of their songs the benefit of the doubt. And I dig it. I kind of dig their stuff. Not all their stuff, but like that new song, I like. They're a bunch of their old stuff, I like. But I understand. I understand, Donna. And I want to give you room
to be you.
You are a queen.
But listen, there are songs that were popular when I was growing up, and I still identify them as garbage.
Me too. Like Shaggy. Anything by Shaggy, garbage.
Oh, I like
even,
Shaggy.
Oh, barf.
All right. We got to go.
By the way,
how are we doing?
Oh my gosh.
Are we doing
Let me check that. I was reading an email and I got very excited. They'll give us an update here in just a moment. We're trying to get those Weezer tickets all sold. $175. You see Weezer in a suite at PX with DJ Rock Lobster, who really, he'll frankly be a much better host than you and I would be.
Oh, for sure.
We try to leave after the first few songs.
Yeah, we're like, we do the Irish goodbye.
Yes.
We don't say anything to anybody. We just disappear.
It's very, David Copperfield-esque. So we have six tickets left. If you want to see Weezer at the X, 651-647.
All right.
Kids. Ah, crud. I wanted to do more stuff, but we're out of time.
We're out of time.
But it's okay. We're on the air until
one
noon.
One fish. Two fish.
We'll be back. John and Steve on My Talk.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You are listening to the Donna and Steve Experience. And an experience it is.
It always is.
Always.
I will read an email now.
Okay.
You can send us emails about whatever. Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. As many of you have noted, I've been replying like a big dog these last couple of weeks.
Pressure.
Am I changing? Am I progressing?
Oh my God, that's amazing, Steve.
Always room for improvement, right, Donna?
You got it.
Senya. Or Senia. I think it's Senya. Listening from Portland, Oregon. Well, Wilsonville, to be exact. Not too far from Steve's beloved Manzanita Beach, which I love. Alas, my numerous Donna and Steve references are lost on my family and friends. Love you long time.
Okay. Anything else?
There is something else. This is from Felicia. I will cold read this. The subject is Donna Valentine.
Hi.
Hi. I find myself randomly shouting out, and I'm Donna Valentine, when my family leaves me out of the conversation. Best part is, they all know who she is. Love from Felicia in Willow River.
Oh, hey, Felicia.
That's funny.
She's up by my cabin.
We had a woman email us last year when we would do herper a lot. And she said every time that they were watching football and it was a Los Angeles Chargers game and they mentioned the quarterback's name, Justin Herbert, she would just Herbert. And at one point, I think she said her husband was like, what are you doing? What's going on?
Our diabolical plan is working. I had a friend tell me when we used to play clammy a lot.
Clammy. Yeah.
She was having a conversation about a loved one who was going through like a medical situation. And every time the doctor would say the word clammy, she would just hear
clammy. Clammy.
Oh my God. I can't.
Why were they saying clammy?
I think it had to do with skin, you know, on the loved one, you know. It's common for, you know, the skin to become clammy.
You want me to be open about some skin stuff right now?
Sure.
My eyelids have been getting dry recently.
Okay.
Very dry. Like flaky dry. I know this brings me down a peg, but I'm just telling you guys. My right eyelid in particular, but my left eyelid, it's been happening to more recently. And so what I'll do is I'll like exfoliate. Or like get a rag, you know, and I like try to like brush off the dead skin and then really lotion the bejesus out of it.
I wonder if you're having an allergy to something.
Possibly. But last night I thought, I'm going to put Aquaphor on. I bet that will work a lot better because that's what I put on my knuckles whenever they start to get really red and flaking during the winter. And that helps if I sleep with socks over my hands.
Sure.
And
I like Aquaphor.
Aquaphor.
It's good.
So I put some on my eyelids last night, and I actually think it helped a decent amount overnight.
I think that's a part of the aging process.
I think it's a skin condition that is sort of hereditary because I believe my sister and brother have both dealt with this as well. Let me tell you something about Scottish-Irish people. We are not good with skin. That is not a strength of ours. Skin. People don't look at Scottish Irish people a lot and say, wow, look at your skin. That looks so nice. It's usually like, oh, we can see a lot of veins.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that.
It's a lot blotchy.
Dry skin on your eyeballs can
not
be...
Not eyeballs.
Your eyelids, sorry. Well,
a sign of great fortune?
It could be inadequate hydration.
I've been drinking like a big dog. That's bull crap. Dismissed.
Oh, it could be. Okay.
What else could it be?
Jobs that are rough on the hands.
Donna. I've assembled things.
Okay. Let's see. This might require more medical care. They vary in severity and outlook. You might have dermatitis. You might have atopic dermatitis. You may have blepharitis. That's a thing. Blepharitis. B-L-E-P. Horitis.
Wow.
Blepharitis. Look it up.
That's like that lady who called in earlier. I got to find her name again. Such a fun last name.
You know, you might want to get a humidifier. That might help.
Melissa Scharfbillig. I mean, that's crazy. That feels like now you're given Scharfbillig, and then they say, now unscramble the words and find the last name.
I'm not laughing at you.
Right. No, no. No. What up, Scharfbillig? Scharf is close to shart, right?
Well.
And barf. There's barf in there because you get an arf. And then not billing, billig.
Anyway, thank you so much for sharing that.
I just wanted to get like real with you guys. I'm vulnerable.
What are we supposed to do here now?
I think we're supposed to still. Oh, hey, listen. We just have a few tickets left for the Weezer Suite with DJ Rock Lobster. Jess sent us this. What in the world does this mean? If you want to destroy my sweater, call in and buy a spot. What does that mean?
Lyrics. Aren't those lyrics? If you want to destroy my sweater? Mike.
Oh, from Weezer.
Yeah.
Sing Weezer for me.
If you want to destroy my sweater.
I forget
one
how
fish,
melodically challenged fish. You are.
No, Mike will get it. You'll recognize it immediately.
Dinner.
Okay, better.
Is that it? I don't know. Oh, I thought he was hitting the rim shot. Yeah. You want to see Weezer with Rocco at the X in a suite? Freaking clump harder than you ever clumped in your whole freaking life. 651-647-KIDS.
Okay, long intro.
I don't know when it breaks in.
$75. We'll get you there.
$175. All right, here we go.
651-647-KIDS.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Boy. Sounds like it's going to be a great show. No, it is! It's going to be a great show!
All right, somebody found a live
version.
It's
the first time
version.
I've ever heard this song.
That's it. Good
there
job.
You go.
I actually was thinking Jess had like a Weezer sweater and we would allow the next person to like destroy it. All right, well, we're all learning
all
stuff.
All right, come on, guys. This is going to be a fun time.
Yeah, let's see if we can sell that puppy out by 10:30. 651-647-KIDS. 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 Call now. $175. You're in the suite with Rocco, C, and Weezer. When we come back, another phone line will be open. 651-647-1071. The College of Pop Culture Knowledge is what we're playing next. What do you got? What do you want to say, Sam?
I'm just seeing an email from Kat Perkins, who has the same eye condition as you.
She
got an amazing cream at the eye doctor yesterday. Bye!
What?
Oh, hey, guys. It's Donna for Bradshaw and Bryant. Something worth noting, if you are, God forbid, ever injured in some kind of accident, one of the first things that you need to do is contact an experienced personal injury attorney like Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant. It is really important to have someone on your side, someone who can advise you. And when you get a hold of Mike, he'll set up a meeting. You can discuss your case. That doesn't cost you anything. And if Mike does think that you do have an actionable case, still not going to cost you anything unless there is a settlement in the end. You know, research does show that on average, individuals who are not represented receive in their pocket a third third of the compensation as those who are properly represented. That is a pretty important stat to keep in mind. Certainly the hope is that this never happens to you, but if it does, give Mike at Bradshaw and Bryant a call so he can help you navigate through your legal options, insurance forms, and answer any other questions you might have. Find him at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. It's 75! What?
78 on Saturday.
Stop it!
Dang near 80. 80? Dang near 80. 78.
We gotta get our freaking baby oil and lay out on our roofs.
Unfortunately, nobody's gonna be in town.
What do you mean?
I'm not gonna be here. You're not gonna be here.
No, I'm gonna be here.
You're gonna be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna fly out, I think, on Sunday. I think. I don't know. It's all very... I have to confirm everything first.
Everything is fluid.
We're gonna have Brittany with you on Tuesday.
I love Brittany.
Brittany's great. She's going to be in here with me tomorrow.
Awesome. People love that girl.
Oh, yeah.
People love her.
And she's going to play Pitch Me, and she has just a much better attitude about it than you do, respectfully. She's very enthusiastic, and how can we make the best out of this? Whereas you're like, this is too long. People are bored.
I am speaking for the people.
You're projecting for the people, Queen.
People... You agree with me, right?
No.
All right, we got to go. I mean, we don't have to go. We have to do this.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Yes. Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
No. His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
It's time to find out how smart the two of you are. Steve took the lead for the first time in a very long time yesterday. 36 wins for Steve, 35 for Donna. The two of you know what today's topic is because you're looking at a large man wearing a shirt that's covered in his cat's face.
It is.
It is something
else. A sight to behold. It's your cat's face over and over again, too, which makes it all the more mesmerizing.
This is my punk shirt, and it is National Pet Day today.
Aw, happy National Pet Day,
yes.
Everybody. We have a puppy in this. In the building right now.
Yeah, you felt like suddenly that was going to get somebody in trouble or something?
I don't know. It won't.
He's very calm, and he loves Bell Bell Rugs.
So,
he won't get up. Calm. He will not get up. He's 8 months old.
I hope he's okay. He was just laying there so calm. I was like, is that dog okay? And he's just getting belly rubs.
Yeah, I rubbed his belly. He immediately flipped over all legs up in the air. He was loving it.
Sign of submission right away.
Right. Yes.
So today is National Pet Day. We're going to be talking about pets in pop culture. And we've got Asylum on the line to play with us today.
Asylum?
Oh, turn your mic off.
Hi, Asylum. Welcome to the John and Steve Experience. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
We are doing so well. Now, we must admit, we don't feel like we've had you call into the show before. We feel like we would remember the name Asylum.
Yeah. Well, you probably don't remember because forwards it's Melissa.
Oh. Backwards it's Asylum.
Asylum Gilliprox or Melissa Sharfvillig.
You're Sharfvillig?
Oh, hey. I am.
Oh, wait a minute. So we have so much to unpack before we play this game. Okay, love that you went with your name backwards. Hashtag Matskana. If you know, you know. Love that. Let's talk about Sharfvillig. You've obviously heard me talking quite a bit about your last name this morning on the show. I've never heard that last name before. Did you marry into it or were you blessed from birth?
I was blessed from birth with that name.
What a joy.
It's German.
Okay.
And it basically translates to sharp and cheap.
Sharp and cheap.
Yes.
Love it. Your name just got even better. This is great.
Yes.
do many people, and I say this with love, tease you about your last name, or do they just sort of keep on walking and no big deal?
Oh, my God. 100%.
Okay.
Sharpenberger, like all kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Hilarious.
All right. Anyway. Asylum, it is time for you to decide who you'd like to team up with. Donna, who's been pretty much silent this whole time, not even trying to connect with you.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Stevie, freaking boy.
I gotta go Steve today.
Okay.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I'm gonna go pet a puppy.
Love you, Donna.
All right. Love you too, Asylum.
Buzz off, Donna.
I'm gonna call you Asylum though.
All right.
I like that.
Asylum or Asylum, you're going to go on hold. Steve is going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. If he needs your help, he will call upon you. Today is National Pet Day today. Rub your pet a little extra, give him some treats, and let's play. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
Let's get it started with this one. This friendly TV pet was a Snorkosaurus, a fictional breed based on the prehistoric sauropods.
Let's pass on that one.
John Arbuckle's pet was seen first in the 1970s on print. Since then, he's been in TV specials, Garfield. Series, and movies. A Jack Russell Terrier named Eddie was the canine comic relief on this long-running sitcom.
Frasier, back to the first.
This friendly TV pet was a Snorkosaurus, a fictional breed based on the prehistoric sauropods. Friendly TV pet that was a Snorkosaurus.
Alf.
Alf, okay.
Let me think about that a little longer. Alf. It's got to be Alf. He's from Melmac.
All right. You quickly answered that second one just so to confirm that Asylum heard it. He said Garfield for that second one and Frasier for the last one. So I'm going to bring you back up, Asylum. What do you think of his answers? Alf, Garfield, and Frasier.
Okay. So I think he's... Well, can you say the second one again?
The second one is John Arbuckle's pet was first seen in the 1970s on print. Since then, he's had TV specials, series, and movies. He said Garfield.
Yep.
And then the next one was Jack Russell Terrier. Eddie was the canine comic relief on this long-running sitcom. He said Frasier. The first one...
Okay, and he sounded confident. I don't know that one. But yeah, go with the first one.
The first one, this friendly TV pet was a Snorkosaurus, a fictional breed based on the prehistoric sauropods. Any idea?
I'm sorry, one more time.
This friendly TV pet. Friendly TV pet was
okay,
a
Okay, so you need his name or the show?
The name of the pet.
Okay. I think that was Dino from the Flintstones.
You're going to go with Dino from the Flintstones, and Steve is breaking
loving,
his neck, nodding in approval. So
loving your upgrade of that answer. I think you're right.
Apparently something clicked there for Steve. We're going to put...
All right, here comes Donna. Come on in, Donna.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, I have a confession.
All right.
I don't remember what the topic is.
That's pets. Okay.
Look at my shirt.
Wait, hold on. I don't have headphones on.
Remember what it's... Look at his shirt.
Okay, it's pets.
Pets and pop culture.
Okay. Yes.
There's a dog in the studio. I'm wearing this shirt. It's perfect.
Okay, the dog is finally standing.
Oh, nice.
He's fine. I gave him some water. Okay, here we go.
All right, we are going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. It's all about pets on this National Pet Day. Donna, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, your pet questions are coming here. This friendly TV pet was a Snorkosaurus, a fictional breed based on the prehistoric sauropods.
I think that's Snuffleupagus.
John Arbuckle's pet was first seen in the 70s on print. Since then, he's had TV specials, series, and movies.
Oh, shoot. That is Garfield.
A Jack Russell Terrier named Eddie was the canine comic relief on this long-running sitcom.
That is Frasier.
Anything you like repeated?
I don't know about the second one, but I'm going to give a shout out to...
Oh, we've got 10 seconds for a shout out.
Everyone who's listening in Stillwater Women's Prison. Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
Do we have a lot of prisoner listeners?
No, I just couldn't think of anything else to say.
Nice.
Thanks.
Let's go to the second one first. What did you say for that one, Donna?
I forgot the question.
You rang in with Garfield.
Oh, Garfield.
You said Garfield. Yeah, yeah.
Let me look at your pupils. I want to see how dilated they are. I just want to know if you're in concussion protocol.
That could be. I've had about 3 of them.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Arbuckle's pet was first seen in the 70s on print. Since then, he's had TV specials, series, and movies. He's also got a big old balloon that's seen during the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah!
Garfield, the correct answer. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Steve, you got that?
Yes, Don, I got that.
Did you get help from Asylum?
No, I knew it.
All right.
I watched Garfield a lot growing up.
Okay. The third one,
Jack Russell. Turned me on to lasagna.
A new movie coming out this summer,
that's
by the
right.
way.
Yeah.
A Jack Russell Terrier named Eddie was the canine comic relief for this long-running sitcom that indeed was Frasier.
Steve, did you get that one?
Yes, I did.
Dang it.
Both got that easily. The first one I put first because I thought it'd be the easiest one. It was apparently the toughest one because you both struggled a bit. This friendly TV pet was a Snorkosaurus, a fictional breed based on the prehistoric sauropods. The sauropods were like bronchiosauruses and stuff.
Of course.
You didn't need to know that part. All you need to know that it was a fictional dinosaur pet The only person who knew what that was
Steve.
Was Asylum, and she said Alf. Dino.
Oh.
I guessed Alf.
He guessed Elf.
Dino.
Oh, and
you
I
guessed
said Snuffleupagus.
Yes. And the correct answer was Dino. Of course, the Flintstones, Pat, Steve, and Woo! Asylum win today.
Oh, let's no. Go.
Asylum. Congratulations.
All right. Love it.
Garfinburger.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
good
man.
Job. Oh,
I
got to
spell that last name in our system.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah. Godspeed and good
I
luck.
I can't believe that you got it right.
Scharfbillig, yeah. It does feel
yeah,
phonetic when you look at
it.
Right? It. Yeah.
But, it is, yeah. But a lot of people add the ing or...
But, you know, you respectfully, know. It just doesn't look like it should be a thing, you know? And I say that with love in my heart to all of the Scharfbilligs out there and to those who have come before you.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the name shame line.
Yeah.
Jeez.
If you'd like your last name judged and shamed by Steve, call it out. All right. Hey, you stay on the line. Mike will get your info. We love you. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, I got to read an email real quick as we have just three Weezer tickets left. If you want to see Weezer with DJ Rock Lobster in the suite at the XL Energy Center, 651-647-KIDS is the number. Call now because these are going to go and they're going to be gone for good. But check this email out, Donna, from Sonia. It says, I've been waiting to marry these two things, Ronald McDonald House and Weezer. They're both dear to me. The Ronald McDonald House in Weezer. Last fall, my 11-year-old had a freak house accident where her arm went through a glass door.
Oh, geez.
Needless to say, that is not going to be a pretty situation. My hubby and I had just gone fishing, and thankfully, neighbors heard her and helped, and we rushed home, and she was taken by ambulance to Children's. Ronald McDonald House services were phenomenal. They made a very scary situation less scary. The x-ray tech was striking model poses with my kiddo and then had an answer for everything. I'm so incredibly thankful. Bringing in Weezer, I first heard them on college radio in 1994 and I fell in love. I've seen them twice live at little clubs and cannot wait to clomp clomp with DJ Rock Lobster and rock out to Weezer. What a story. Awesome to hear of just another time that the Ronald McDonald House was fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, only three tickets remain to see Weezer at the XL Energy Center with DJ Rock Lobster. He's a Weezer nerd, and I think he was like, they're going to be playing the full Blue album and hits and lesser known, all this stuff.
Yeah, rarities.
Rarities.
Rocko, he is a rarity.
He will just give you such a night. He will be the host with the most in that suite.
Oh, yeah.
651-647-KIDS, otherwise known as...
651-647-5437.
Nice.
I was just going to say that Rocco loves compliments.
He loves
being recognized. He loves being in the spotlight.
Yeah. If you ever like come up to him in person and you recognize him in public, you'll see his little antennae, like his lobster things. They start to come right up out of that guy's head.
Totally. Oh, my God. I have a crustacean question when we come back.
Donna, shout out. Donna needs to learn her prison. Stillwater is an all-men's prison.
Oh, I meant Shakopee. Shakopee Women's Prison. Sorry. Thank you. Love you. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends. What's up? It's Stevie Boy Donna.
What?
Tell my friends about Hoffman Weber Construction.
Oh, okay.
They are doing it upright. You know what's really cool about them? I mean, there's a whole lot. But they're local. They've been in the Twin Cities area serving people for over 30 years. Like, they've been here. They know how it works. They have seen it all. They want to be your go-to. They want to partner with you on your exterior project. Is it new windows? You know, the draft keeps getting in. You keep putting it off. Maybe this is the year that you do it. New roof? I mean, what's the state of the roof? How about the siding? Maybe it's just a glow-up that you want for your house. Whatever it might be, it could be a new front door. They just want to partner with you. Do yourself a favor. If you're thinking about one of those projects and you've been putting it off, this is your sign. This is the year for you to do it. HWConstruction.com. You will love the process with them. They're pros. They're trusted. They're not going to push you into a sale or anything like that. They want to partner with you. Get started today. HWConstruction.com.
Oh, dear.
One ticket left. To see Weezer in the suite with DJ Rock Lobster. The number, 651-647-KIDS. That's 651-647-5324.
Nope.
Dang it, I don't have the sign. I only gave you the sign.
651-647-5324. 5437.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
I got to tell you about this Instagram account that I was on.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember what it was called, but this lady had a pet crab. And the crab was going through the molting process.
Sure.
And the crab kept taking its clompers and putting them near its mouth. Like, feed me. Why can't I eat? I guess you're not supposed to feed the crab while it's going through this process. And she's like, oh, I feel so bad. He's stressed out. He's in pain. He's hungry. And I'm like, why are you posting this? This is so disturbing. So apparently it's a very, they shed their shell, right?
Their shell gets shed?
Their shell gets shed. She sells seashells by the seashore. Thank you. So they shed their shell and then they become vulnerable to predators. So, and then part of their intestine, I think, falls out. It's just like this whole
thing.
Why
are you telling this story?
Because we were talking about crustaceans.
You mean DJ Rock Lobster?
Correct.
To bring that up, we're sold out.
We are?
Sold out of Weezer.
All right. Nice.
Rocco is going to be on full display there with, what do we got, 14 My Talkers hanging out in a suite, rocking out to Weezer. And that money... $175 a ticket, all goes to the Ronald McDonald House. So, way to go. Awesome. Raising money for a great cause.
And molting is very painful. Thank you. Why is that allowed to happen?
What?
Like, why is it a painful process?
I don't know.
That stresses me out. I didn't know that was a thing.
Growth. Do you think she's projecting a little?
Yeah.
I think a bunch of these Instagram creeps that you follow... who are like, oh, my snake is thinking this right now. Okay, Dr. Doolittle. Maybe, but maybe not.
I don't know. Everywhere I look, it says that it is a painful process. Then they have a soft shell. Sometimes they hide in the sand while they're doing this.
Controversy. We're not sold out. Here are my last four messages.
Damn it, Steve, why?
Jess sends me the message, sold out on Weezer, then says, cancel that, one ticket left, then sends, okay, sold out, then says, never mind, people keep calling thinking they are winning. We have one ticket left. 651-647-KIDS, if you would like to donate $175 to the Ronald McDonald House Charities, a part of our Bids for Kids, and also go to see Weezer.
In the suite.
In the suite with DJ Rock Lobster. Call that number, 651-647-KIDS. One ticket left, and you're thinking, oh, but I don't have a plus one. You don't need one. You're going to be there with fellow My Talkers, lovely, kind people who are there for a good time, and DJ Rock Lobster will make you feel perfectly at home.
As he goes through the molting process.
It's the projection. This is what, he will be actively molting, and all of you will play a part, and there will be a time that he seems stressed out, and he's like, feed me. Don't feed him. I just think these people project a lot.
Okay. But we don't know if it's painful or not.
That's right. But she now is making you think that it's painful just by saying it out loud. Oh, he's stressed. Billy, is stressed.
You know, it's like the lady with the spider, that cute spider with the eyeballs.
Yeah, that's not a cute spider. That's a god-awful. Step on it if you see it.
Stephanie says, Donna, thank you for telling us about Miss Peaches on Instagram. OMG, for real, I am in love. What a great follow. It's such a feel-good follow. Well, might I tell you, Stephanie, there is a crab that I do not recommend you follow because
it
is going through the molting process. And it is very disturbing. I do like to follow the octopuses, though.
Yes.
They're fun. They're great.
Yeah, they're wild, man.
They're really disgusting looking, but they're so cool.
We're sold out.
All right.
She says for real this time, but we know her to be, respectfully, a liar.
Wow, I don't think you could say that about someone without being sued, unless it's true.
I have the log, the text log here to prove that it's true. Earlier, when I mentioned that O.J. Simpson had passed away.
Are we really going to do this?
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Yes, in case you haven't heard, by the way.
O.J. Simpson passed away at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tom Lang, one of the lead detectives who worked on the OJ murder case, tells TMZ, "I have nothing to say. I simply don't care." Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be close friends with OJ Simpson, tells TMZ, "Good riddance." So I said this is going to be a weird thing.
Yeah, there's mixed feelings, you know.
I don't know how mixed they'll be. I know his family probably feels one way about him.
Of course.
But yeah, this is interesting. He had battled prostate cancer, I believe. And passed away last night, and his family announced it this morning at around 9:30 our time. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes through here.
Okay. Donna want leave. I still have to order that.
I was going to say, did you order those
No,
yet?
I forgot. Okay. I still have to do that. We could just do it on the button bar if we really wanted to save a few bucks. And by we, I mean I.
Donna thought Bill Cosby died. So as I was reading the story, you know, you ever have like your mind just like flips on you? So as I'm reading the story of his passing, she is processing it as Bill Cosby died. And which then continues, it continues to hold up. As I say, it will be very interesting to see how people talk about this, right. How the media handles it.
Well, and it's because we were just talking about Matt Lauer, Bill Cosby, Charlie Rose, and it was top of mind. So thank you for throwing me under the bus so publicly.
Donna, it makes you more relatable, kid. Are you going places?
Oh, man.
We're lazy. We don't want to go places.
Donna want leave.
Donna keep saying that. Donna know other sayings?
Well, no, there's a puppy in the hallway and there's a baby in the hallway.
What a day.
I know, right?
What
also,
a day.
We are going to be talking to a, I guess you could say a beneficiary of the Ronald McDonald House coming up.
In just a few minutes.
Yeah. So we want to find out what her story is. Her name is Laura and she is here. And we're gonna talk to her and we're going to come up with yet another package.
A brand new item that is going to be up for bid that involves the big Zamboni. You want to spend some time with who many people say is the nicest person at My Talk? We'll tell you how. All that when we come back, Donna and Steve on My Talk.